Report: Trump team outspends Harris team 25-1 on TV and radio ads. By Wendell Hasebo on July 25, 2024. Former President Donald Trump and his allies are reportedly outspending Vice President Kamala Harris and her team 25-1 on television and radio ads. The ad disparity shows the preparedness of the Trump campaign to define Harris as a radical leftist. Here are 17 examples of Harris's far-left record. Trump and his allies are spending $68 million compared to Harris's $2.6 million from Monday to the end of August. An Associated Press, AP, analysis of data compiled by Ad Impact found. The massive ad blitz is causing Harris's allies to worry. Public opinion is like cement. It's soft at first and then it hardens, co-founder of Republican Voters Against Trump Sarah Longwell told the AP. The next 3 weeks are definitive. She needs to define herself before Trump defines her. David Axelrod, a Democrat insider, said the lack of Harris ads is concerning, noting the machine behind Harris is still under construction. Mike Donilon, the way the ads worked before, the president's guy. Mike Donilon would work with one producer, tell him his ideas. The guy would produce stuff, and Mike would pick an ad. And they put it on the air, Axelrod said on his podcast. They don't. Mike's not there, I don't think, anymore. And, you know, they've got to very quickly build an operation to do this. The role of Donilon, President Joe Biden's chief strategist, is not yet defined in Harris's operation, Politico Playbook reported Thursday. A Harris campaign official said the campaign is working to get ads on air as soon as possible. We're working to get up ads as quickly as we can. Though it's only been 3 days, and in the meantime she's dominating earned media, the exasperated official told Playbook. The Harris campaign released its first ad Thursday morning. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former RNC War Room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.